The Birth of a Witch. It was nearly evening by the time Frex had worked up the courage to enter the ramshackle hamlet of Rush Margins. He was in a deep sweat. He hit his heels to the ground and pumped his clenched fists and called out in a hoarse, carrying tone, "Hist, O ye of small confidence! Gather while ye may, for temptation is abroad to try ye sorely." The words were archaic, even ridiculous, but they worked. Here came the sullen fishermen, dragging their empty nets up from the dock. Here came the subsistence farmers, whose hard-scrabble plots had borne little during this dry year. Before he had even begun, they all looked guilty as sin. They followed him to the rickety steps of the canoe repair house. Frex knew that everyone expected this evil clock to arrive at any instant. Gossip was as contagious as the plague. He yelled at them for their thirsty anticipation. "Ye are dull as toddlers, reaching their hands to touch the pretty embers. Ye are as if spawn of dragon womb, ready to suck on teats of fire." These were time-worn scriptural imprecations, and they fell a little flat tonight. He was tired and not at his best. "Brother Frexbar," said Fee, the mayor of Rush Margins, "could you perhaps tone down your harangue until we get a chance to see what fresh new form temptation might take?" "You have no mettle to resist new forms," said Frex, spitting. "Haven't you been our able teacher these several years?" said Pfee. "We've hardly had such a good chance to prove ourselves against sin. We're looking forward to the spiritual test of it all." The fishermen laughed and jeered, and Frex intensified his glower. But at the sound of unfamiliar wheels in the stony ruts of the road, they all turned their heads and fell silent. He had lost their attention before he had gotten started. The clock was being drawn by four horses.